Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So Pro Football Focus, they had a story today where it was, what is the last offseason move for every team in the NFL? For the Chiefs, it was add more juice at edge rusher. Here was the write-up about it. Kansas City has been content to stay the course regarding their pass rush, but finding an upgrade on the edge would be a great move. Mike Dana isn't cutting it. Inserting a proven veteran option on the edge, such as Za'Darius Smith, would boost the unit, and they go through his Pro Football Focus number. So Pro Football Focus feels like the Chiefs need a little bit more juice on the outside at edge. Isn't the answer for the Chiefs, I think, very simple? Now, we'll see if they are right or wrong, but they believe that the extra juice this season to the pass rush is simply a healthy and viable Charles Omenihu. We're talking about a guy who went from 7 sacks a couple of years ago to then 1 sack last year. Now, he missed a substantial amount of time because of the leg injury, but if everything goes according to plan with Kansas City, I think they have enough pass rush. Now, you got to get Chris Jones back to being a double-digit sack guy. If you have Charles Omenihu there from day one, you think about the impact that that means for George Karlaftis on the other side. We just mentioned Charles Omenihu. You'll get pass rush able from Spags, even able to scheme it together, or a couple of the other pieces that they have on the D-line. I'm actually not super worried about their pass rush. It's not one of the elite premier units in the league, but Rob, it's certainly a unit that you think is capable of getting to the other team's quarterback.
I think, now listen, PFF and fans, and it's everyone has a different opinion on this. I don't know the Chiefs are going to add more pass rush because I don't think they need it because I think they did it in the draft. Now, you, me, Brett Veach, PFF, we can all disagree on what to expect from Ashton Gelati in year one. It is fair to have a wide range of expectations, but I think
Think it's fair? I just go back and sorry to cut you off there. He's a third round pass rusher. You typically aren't getting 5 or more sacks from a third round guy. If we're talking about in year one as a mid round pick, if Ashton Gelati is going to be a guy that gets you 6.5 sacks in years one, the Chiefs have one of the best draft picks in this year's NFL draft. So obviously that could happen this season. I wouldn't be counting on getting pass rush from the 66th overall pick. That's not where I would be counting on it coming from. I think he maybe gets you 2, 2.5 sacks this year. He does not appear to me to be a guy that you are counting on as a staple of your pass rush that's going to get you 5.5 sacks potentially this season.
I don't disagree. I would tell you, though, I think the Chiefs feel like they found a guy that's viable in the room and that they can turn into, he's the next wave of pass rusher. Like, I'm looking at last year's sack leaders among rookies. So I'm looking at it right here. Jonah Ellis for the Broncos. Not a name anyone knows at the top of their head. He was a third round pick from Utah. He had 5 sacks last year. Damarian Overshawn. Again, not a name that's like, oh wow, can you believe Overshawn? He was a linebacker for the Cowboys last year. He was a third round pick also. He had 5 sacks last season. So like the idea of if the Chiefs feel like they found a guy on the edge, I'm not talking about Felix. I'm talking about they found a guy. I think 5+ is a reasonable expectation from a rookie in the third round, especially considering it was early in the third round. This wasn't like pick, I'm trying to do the math on this one where Noel Williams got picked. It was late third. This was right at the end of round two, one of the earlier pass rushers to come off the board on day two of the NFL draft. I think 5 is a fair expectation. And if you get an extra 5 sacks from someone, you feel like that has bolstered your pass rush just by one player alone. So I think that's how the Chiefs believe they found. They believe they found Jonah Ellis or Overshawn. They're going to get their five there, and he's going to grow, and that's how they're going to help the pass rush.
Someone on the text line says, I've been saying all offseason that the Chiefs should go get Matthew Judon on a cheap deal. I don't know if you're getting a veteran pass rush. I guess what we are defining as a cheap deal. I don't want to parse words on cheap deal or not. But I am always going to be on the side of you going out and spending a little bit of resource to get yourself a little bit more pass rush. So I'm certainly not against the move. If you were telling me that the Chiefs go get Judon or they go get Smith on a 1 year, let's say it's a $6 million deal that could be $8 million with certain incentives that they end up hitting, I'm certainly not going to be against that move. But to Rob's point, if they think that Ashton Gelati is going to answer a lot of their pass rush questions, I doubt that puts them in the market to go get one of these moves. I mean, Judon and Smith are eventually going to sign with somebody. We know how this goes. These guys don't want to go to OTAs. They don't want to go to mini camp. They'll get signed in late June and show up at training camp, and they'll try to provide some veteran pass rush for a team in the league.